I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Fake game, fake champions, fake medals, Olympics of lies. That's just a small sample of what some Russians are saying on social media these days. Clearly, some there are still smarting from the punishments recently doled out to Russian athletes at the Olympics and the Paralympics. Many were not allowed to compete at the Games because of doping allegations. And so Kremlin supporters appear to have targeted the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, and hacked into their computers. Shira Frankel is cybersecurity correspondent for BuzzFeed News. So what do we know about who carried out this hack, Shara, and what they got out of it?
What we know so far is just what the World Anti-Doping Agency has put out, and they're presumably working with a private cybersecurity company. They've said that this is a Russian actor, which they like to call Fancy Bear, which has been responsible for hacks on the DNC, the White House, and the State Department. This is a very, very well-known group, and they're a very successful group. They use really simple methods to get into these systems and then stay there for a long time collecting information.
So who have they released information about? What have they learned from this hack?
Well, so far, we've just seen a handful of Olympic athletes affected, most notably Venus and Serena Williams and Simone Biles. I think that what they've said is that these athletes are using medicines that are banned by the Olympics. These athletes, of course, have responded by saying that those medicines were approved and that therefore their use was allowed. I think it's been quite a big PR coup for them, at least within Russian news agencies. We've seen across, as you mentioned, across Russian media, this celebrated as kind of like a gotcha moment. Oh, you see these American athletes are also doping. Here in the U.S., though, I mean, I think that mostly we've seen people sort of rally behind these athletes and ask why their medical files are being released and asking why those files weren't kept more secure.
I mean, it seems pro-Russian voices as well as the Russian media are talking about double standards, like how WADA allows drugs for medical treatments, which some say can actually enhance performance. They point to Simone Biles, a gymnast, using Adderall for ADHD, for example. Don't they have a point?
So to be honest, I don't know much about sort of the medicines that were involved and what those standards should be. I don't follow sports probably as closely as I should. I think that there certainly has proven to be a problem time and time again with the Olympics and the way that athletes are tested and the types of medication that's tested for. I think that it's certainly something that international bodies should sit together and discuss, and some sort of standard should be upheld to, because people are losing faith in these Olympics and what they stand for. But I don't know that hacking into medical files and releasing that kind of information publicly is the right way to go about kind of calling for that sort of change.
Which leads to kind of a critical question. Why does Russia care so much about this that they would at least appear to hack WADA?
I think that the banning of their athletes from the Olympics was actually a really, really harsh blow in Russia. I think it was taken quite personally by the Russian government. And I remember around the time that this was first being discussed, reading articles in Russian papers, of course, in translation, which said that this was sort of the U.S. trying to spread its view of the world and trying to assure that its athletes reign supreme. I think it was taken personally, and that this was in reaction to that. We don't know yet whether these hackers were backed by the state, ordered to do what they did by the state, but I think there's no doubt that across Russia, this is being seen as a bit of sort of retribution for what happened to their athletes in the Olympics.
And WADA has denounced the hack as an illegal act, but I would want to know under whose law, and can there be consequences?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these are really, really murky waters, because we don't really have in the world of sort of cyber and cyber espionage, attribution is really, really difficult. Whoever's investigating these hacks can point to Russia and say, well, we have sort of with 80% assurance, we can tell you that this was Russia. But 80% assurance isn't going to hold up in a court of law. And as you said, which court of law does that even go to? We're in sort of strange times now where governments are starting to sort of point fingers and say, perhaps this was Russia, perhaps it was China. But no one feels confident in saying definitively that one country or another was behind these types of hacks. And if you can't say it definitively, if you're not holding the evidence in your hand, how do you ever take anyone to task?
Shira Frankel, cybersecurity correspondent for BuzzFeed News. Thank you.
Thank you.